Last time on Poochie.
It's the only kind of hooch.
For Booch.
The Booch Q test is designed to measure a person's intelligence as it relates to the show, Poochie. How long are Poochie's fingernails? Trick question, doesn't have any.
I'm going to do free association, open-ended.
How many hot dogs can Poochie not eat? What does Poochie sell on street corners? A, holographic posters of Harry Potter. B, corn. C, windbreakers. D, Poochie.
None of the above.
There is no none of the above.
I would say cups of chopped fruit.
Like elote, like hot corn.
You're stalling there. What kind of sweaters does Poochie wear?
A blue sweater?
No, that's not right.
Okay, no, I missed it.
All right. How much money does that kid who calls say Poochie owes him?
You owe Henry $10.
It's right and wrong, because I don't owe that kid Jack, but he claims
you
that.
Do.
And he does it in small claims court, because he's this little kid.
Now you're going to end up on Judge Judy.
Poochie spends hours and hours every day drawing in the dirt with a stick. What was Poochie's original time slot?
I'm going to say all of the above.
That's wrong.
I'll work on improving my Booch Q.
You bought 4 at 5, so that's 20, but you sold 2 at 20, so that's 40. So 40 minus 20 is $20.
You got it. If Poochie was traveling at X speed down a road of Y length, will he be home in time to watch Yellowstone?
It's a streaming service television show. There's no time.
You
when
got
you
it.
Get home. It's
you
time to watch Yellowstone.
Absolutely, you absolutely nailed it. Who is trying to destroy Poochie?
I think it's just you, Poochie.
How much olive oil does he get on his pants when he eats an Italian sub?
You get all of the olive oil on your pants.
That's right. Peas are packed with fiber. That is a Poochie adage.
Peas are packed with fiber. That's a tongue twister also.
You are shaking Poochie's hand. What are you actually shaking?
You did a whole show on handshaking once. You had like a little animal that you kept in your pocket.
What is Poochie's favorite texture?
Slimy.
And now, this week, on Poochie.
What sound does it make when Poochie unzips his sweaters?
It was kind of like a skin peeling from a leather chair sound, followed by a zip.
You got it, man. Hey. Hey, wait, I'll tell you who it is in 2 seconds. Give me a second. Two shakes of a lamb's tail. Let me go shake this lamb's tail. Come here, you little. Gotcha. I gotcha. I got this lamb's tail right in my hand right now. It's a good luck charm. Hey. Sink water. Just sink water for me this week, folks. Kind of trying to keep it healthy. I've been not spiraling into abuse. I'm at arm's length of an issue. But I've been clearing myself out and forcing my sweat to go through my pores and really getting up. It's going to get healthy. Man, I wish the sink water had a beer in it.
Poochie adage.
It is an adage, but it's not a healthy one. So don't listen to Poochie, kids. Don't drink beer. All these little kids out there are going to be like, Mom, Poochie says drink Bud Lights. Do you got any Bud Lights? And you, the parents out there, so brainwashed by the DJ, they're like, I guess so. Yes. Have a Bud Light. No, wait. And scene.
Beep, 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 beep.
I don't have time for that right now. Hope everyone's having a good time. Beautiful day out today. Okay, check. Really unseasonably warm. Check that off. What else do I want to say? Man, a lot warmer than yesterday. Check. I hope everyone can relate to that. So one of the reasons I am on the sink water is I was actually at a party this last weekend. I was invited. Yeah, I was 100% invited to this party. I was just having a great time. Just a great time. I was standing there, center of the room, partying, you know, DMX in the headphones, just bobbing along in the zone, the party zone, kind of trying to keep everybody out. Just me and X. And it was a fun time. But you know what happens at parties? Well, two big things happen at parties. One, people ask Bucci who he came with. And then two, people drink too much. And there was this guy there. Nice guy. But he had a few too many Bud Naturals. This new chemical-free Budweiser. Man, that sounds really delicious right now. And he had too many, and he passed out on the couch. But we kept partying, you know. Bucci had this guy pressed against the wall talking about Twin Peaks: The Return, and I could tell by his vague nods that he was invested in this conversation. But then this guy started throwing up really suddenly and violently, but while still being asleep. It was really scary. He was still passed out and he was throwing up. And people at the party, they were like, just leave him alone. He's just dreaming. That's just his dreams coming out of his mouth. Bucci. Oh.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Leave him be. But I said no. No! No! Wheels on this chair, they really throw you back. I said, no. We have to do something. We have to, you know, at least put him on his side so he doesn't choke on his dreams like so many people have.
Bucci.
So I pushed through everyone, get out of the way, and I did that. I rolled him over onto his side. And I didn't want him, you know, it was still kind of scary. I didn't want him biting his tongue off, you know, so I took out my wallet and paid him $10 not to do that. Here, $10, don't bite off your tongue. And just basically kept him comfortable until the ambulance came. And it was like this tiny apartment, garden unit apartment, and we called 911, the Royal We, and 7 EMTs came in, maybe even more. They came in waves, like 5 and then beat and then 6. And they all had like giant backpacks. It looks like they had inflatable life rafts strapped to their back with all the stuff in there. And it was just one guy, you know, unconscious. And he had, you know, started to wake up too. I felt bad for him. You know, no one wants to be the center of attention in that way. So they took him and they, you know, stabilized him and they left. After, you know, Bucci said, hey, can you get, I slipped $10 into that guy's hand. Could you get that back? And they said, no problem. But they said, they praised me for my fast action. You ever get patted on the back by an EMT? You know, it's one of the greatest feelings. I said, man, that was really smart, fast, good thinking. Bucci, do you have a podcast that we can listen to? And I said, yeah, of course, it's on Apple. No problem. You could also listen to my radio show. I got all, you know, I gave him the piece of paper right here that I keep around my neck on a chain. And I gave it to him. Here's all my info. Here's my socials. And they said, oh, we're definitely going to check that out. And the next day, I got a nice text message from the guy. Don't know how he got my cell phone number. Said, thank you so much. You saved my, and then he cursed, life. Great feeling. Great feeling. But it did get me thinking a little bit. I turned that smile upside down a little bit and said, okay, yeah, I saved this guy. But who's going to save me?
Don't forget, Bucci adage.
These drops are all, they're all mislabeled. This one says party. It's not that kind of party I go to. Yeah, well, actually it is. But needless to say, who is going to save Bucci? People who pick Bucci off the ground know that he's accident prone. Don't have to tell you that I'm a daydreamer. Head in the clouds and feet on a skateboard. That's me, eating a banana with one hand, signing up for a Capital One Quicksilver secured cash reward card with the other. By the way, if you're looking to build your credit up, that's one of the best cards out there. That's not a Bucci adage. It's a Capital One adage. So, you know, all that means that things happen, and I have been some accidents. I ran into a car like the side of a car like a deer, bounced off it and rolled into the gutter. Unconscious. I still bear the scars. I microwaved a plate too long. And when I touched it, I went to take it out of the microwave, and it melted into my hands, fused into my hands. I had this plate fused into both of my hands, stayed there for like weeks. My wife, Mrs. Bucci, had to help change. She had to cut off my clothes every night. It's hard to live your life when you got a plate fused to your hands, and finally it's shattered, and then those pieces shattered and shattered until it was just basically a fine dust, ceramic or porcelain, whatever the plate was made out of, stuck to my hands. And then that brings us up to date. I still have that. But I'm pretty sure it'll eventually go away. But it was dangerous, you know? So, what else? Fell down an escalator while pretending to fall down an escalator. I was trying to do it, a little TikTok thing, and I ended up falling down the escalator. Way, way, way back in the day, I was courting my former girlfriend, Mrs. Bucci, and I saw this really interesting stick in the street. Folks, this stick was super interesting. And I went into the road to get it and was hit. There she is. I was almost hit by a bus. Mrs. Bucci pulled me back right in time, literally inches. The bus went right by my nose. And that would have been it. Sometimes my wife is just, I find her just sitting and staring into space. And I say, oh, what are you thinking? And she says, oh, just remembering that time when you almost died and I saved you. I said, well, why do you look so sad then? She said, I was thinking about something else. I was thinking of the season finale of Yellow Jackets. I was really sad what happened to Juliette Lewis, which I don't know what that means, but apparently something really sad happened to Juliette Lewis in the show and in life, I imagine. So she's been a help. It's always good to have a wife to save your life.
Bucci.
Take a longer wife, don't you? But you see, I got a little problem because she's going out of town for a couple of weeks. She's got a business trip at Sandals Resort, 2 weeks. And usually, in those instances, I have my friend Steve come by, and he comes by and watches me, make sure I don't burn the house down. I gotta turn my baseball hat backwards, folks. Just give me 2 minutes. I gotta. This is a long procedure here. I keep doing it. Keep twisting, Bucci. Almost there. Halfway there. And backwards.
All right. Nice job.
Yeah, but Steve, you know, so he comes over, but he's gonna be out of town too, apparently. He's got a job at Sandals Resort for 2 weeks. So I'm worried about, like, who's gonna save me. I mean, I am not... I'm painting this picture. I'm not a baby. Thought that would be a Bucci adage. I can take care of myself. No? Still not? But there are many threats out there, and if I'm not careful, I am going to die.
Bucci adage.
And, like, what if the house... All the accidents happen at the home, I believe is the expression. And what if my bucket hat falls off into the garbage disposal? Who's going to stop me from diving face first into it? Did you grab it? This bucket hat's precious to me. What if I'm locked in the refrigerator and we're out of eggs? How am I going to live in the refrigerator with no eggs? So I found a way around it. You know, this guy, Handy Haversack, he's going to come over and do a wellness check. On me every hour on the hour. So thank you, Handy, for volunteering to do that. But, so I'm at home, I'm safe, but what about here? What about the station? You don't even know the risky activities I get up to here. A lot of times I'm doing my show, I'm doing it right now, where I'm talking to you. But simultaneously, I'm doing that game where you stab a knife between all your fingers and you go faster and faster. I'm doing it all here. You can't hear it usually because I got the mic up to me, but check it out. Yeah! Ow. Any number of ways a DJ can get hurt in this old studio. You can get hurt talking to some DJs. Try telling an FMU DJ to take off his newsboy cap. You're gonna be in a shoving fight. It's dangerous to do that. Try telling Ken to take off his fedora. His little, this fedora is so little too. It's like a child's fedora. Just perches on the side of his head. But if I tell him to take it off, he looks weird. Another big pushing fight. I get pushed down the stairs. So what I was thinking was I need to test the emergency preparedness of the listeners. Because if something happens to me while I'm on the air, you are the people who have to... You're the persons who have to save me.
Save him!
So what I want to do today is I have an assortment of things that could hurt, harm, maim, and kill me. And I want you to call in. I'm going to be doing this risky behavior, and you're going to prevent me from doing it. So an obvious one. I have this. I have a series of chicken bones here. So you call up. I'll swallow a chicken bone. You'll try to give me the Heimlich maneuver and save my life. Save our Booch. S-O-B. Save a Booch. Sad. And if you don't save me, I'm going to be pissed. So that is after the break. So if you see Boochie dying, don't just stand there. Do something. It's Patty Duke. Don't just stand there. On WFMU. All right, hold on. Forget that song. I don't want to give you the wrong ideas. Don't kiss Bucci back to life. Okay? That's the wrong song. We got to do something else. All right, let's see. What do I got? Look through my dusty stack of 45s here. No. Okay, here we go. Cue this up. So after the break, save Bucci's life, because if you don't, you'll be so sad. It's the La Braes. So sad. On WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Save Bucci's life.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
All right, that's enough. It's Bucci back. No. That was So Sad by the La Braes. Pretty sure that's being pronounced correctly. Off their album, So Sad. Today, you are saving Bucci's life. I have a bunch of things in the studio that can harm me or kill me, and I need you to keep me away from them. Because I got a lot of... I have a whole life ahead of me. And a lot to live for. Still not a Bucci edge. I gotta fix these drops. Oh no, I just hung up on whoever just called. I just hung up on them. Sorry about that. Call back. So, like I said, I have all sorts of things. I have matches. I can play with some matches. That would be dangerous. I have some bleach and ammonia. I'm going to put them in a cocktail with some of this sink water. That would be dangerous. Like I said, I got an assortment of chicken bones. I don't want to self-Heimlich myself. You know, I test myself a lot of the times. You know, I swallow a chicken bones or a pork chop sandwich and test my self-Heimlich abilities. I'm always throwing myself across chairs and... sofas and stuff like that. I got a ladder right here. I don't want to fall off. I got to water every day. I got to water, come in here. Even when I'm not doing my show, I got to come in here and water Matt Warwick's philodendrons. I could fall off that. I could do any number of things.
Save him.
I need you to save me. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Daniel in Porch Park.
Oh, hey, Daniel, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, just cooking some fries in the air fryer. I used onion powder, salt, and a little paprika this time, mixing it up, you know?
That is good. All right. Daniel, thank you very much for calling. And do you have any experience saving people's lives? How many people's lives have you saved? And don't say your own by adding onion powder to a stew or whatever the heck you're talking about.
You know, I saved, does it have to be a purse? Can it be an animal?
Yeah, you could, yeah. Did you save any animals?
I saved a poodle's life once.
Oh, that's good. How did you do that?
Yeah. So the poodle had something called... it had, like, a distended stomach, it was on the floor, and it couldn't move, I was babysitting the dog, and I called the parents of the dog, and they said, oh, just give him some, like, Pepto or something.
What?
And I just made the call and lifted the dog up, put him in the car, and... got it to the vet and
right because they said give it Pepto and you're like that sounds wrong maybe I should take it to the vet.
Right, you know it's like dog Pepto it didn't really add up but
no.
You know I got the dog to the vet and they did some surgery and the dog you know died a couple years later but okay had a good life.
Yeah, that does sound great and it has a great story to tell in heaven.
Yeah, right. I mean, the Pepto thing.
Yeah, like, oh, my God, my crazy, nutty owners wanted to give me Pepto.
Yeah,
And then the other dogs would go, ruff, 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 that's pretty funny. Okay, Daniel, so I am going to, I already mentioned, I'm going to play with some matches, and I need you to stop me from playing with matches. I need you to prevent me before I light my whole T-shirt on fire, okay?
Yep. Don't do it, man.
All right, well, I got to start, I have to start playing first. So,
okay.
All right, so here we go.
Okay.
This is fun.
Should I call? You want me to call?
Nope. I got the thing going. Oh, it's all over me.
Boy. Get the water.
Okay.
Help Bucci. Somebody else call in and provide him with an extinguisher.
Yo, you did it. You threw water all over my T-shirt, which now ruined, and now I have... You saved me, man.
You got the saved me. On.
For free.
Yeah, by the way, I'm not paying you to save me. You did that from the goodness of your heart there.
Well, yeah, I say poodles, so, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, at least temporarily, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel, thank you very much. And what's the weather in Chicago like? Real nice?
You know, it was like 75 this morning, and now it's like 29.
That's Chicago.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel, goodbye. Caller, you go Bucci.
Hello, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good. How many lives have you saved, Franco? Have you ever saved anyone's life? And not by being a DJ and playing really good music, you know, but literally, I mean.
Well, no, but I've had my life saved.
Okay, so people have saved your life, but you've never returned the favor. You've stood there with your hands in the pockets while people...
It was their job to save people's lives.
I see. And it's and you're like, that's not my job, man. I'm off the clock, basically, when people are in peril around you.
Well,
that's a yes.
You know, I was incapable of saving myself.
Right, yeah.
So they had to send in a helicopter to save me.
Oh my God. Were you up on Half Dome or something? Were you climbing Half Dome and you had to be rescued, paralifted out, or what?
Close, but no cigar. Okay. I flipped my Land Cruiser over three times in Death Valley.
Yeah.
Broke the windshield with my face.
Oh, my God.
Had to crawl out the back, and some guys on dirt bikes came up, and they called a search and rescue. So a helicopter came.
Oh, my God. That sounds really intense.
Saved us.
Yeah. That's...
I was with my former girlfriend.
Okay.
And they took us to Las Vegas.
Was that the final straw with the girlfriend? Was that the final straw of the girlfriend? She's like, Franco, you're too dangerous. I knew you were a rebel when I met you, but I can't go too far.
Well, I would like to think that I was even more ill-behaved back then than I am now. I've really settled down. Hey, come on. I'm a 70-year-old weakling.
Right.
I can't be flipping over, you know.
Okay, then I'm going to give you one that's very easy, all right? That
okay.
you don't have to be strong necessarily to do that. So,
right.
I have these chicken bones and I'm
Yeah, chicken bones.
I am going to swallow one and
okay.
I need you to save me. I don't know how one saves a person choking on a giant chicken bone. This is a drumstick. So I'm going to
hold drumstick. Yeah, all right.
Swallow it right now. Hold on.
Well, this actually, I've actually stuck my finger down the throat and saved my father. Actually.
Oh, so you have saved people's life.
But he was in the hospital already.
Oh, I see.
He was just choking, and they weren't doing anything. So I stuck my finger down his throat and pulled this big glob of ectoplasm out.
Okay.
And then he was okay.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm very glad. All right. So I'm going to eat this chicken bone and...
you're eating the chicken bone.
All right. So you save my life. Don't let Bucci die, buddy. All right.
Okay.
Gulp.
Oh, no. He's choking. Let me put on a rubber glove. Okay. Snap. Okay. You're not going to fight me on this one, are you? And don't bite. I'll screw my finger down your throat until I feel something
Save
that's
him.
Not fleshy and start pulling. Oh, no, that's the end
it's
of your tongue. Okay,
oh,
let me try it again. Okay. Ah, that feels like a piece of bone. Oh, look. It's not just
it's not out
chicken
yet.
Leg. It's the whole chicken.
Oh, you don't have it all.
I got it. But we're going to put it in the trash can. We're not going to
No, I need that back. I need that back, actually. There's still some meat on that bone, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Franco, take a million years, why don't you?
Well, I did what I was supposed to do. Okay,
you were dithering
I didn't
around.
Have to put on a rubber glove,
no.
But I thought, you know, safety first.
Well, yes. I'm glad you put on a rubber glove, frankly. But I really wish that was a close there. My whole life.
Yeah. Okay.
Flashed before
remember
my eyes, at least the parts where I was talking.
The chicken's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Eat slowly, and if you feel a bone, spit it out. No one's going to give you a hard time if you spit out a wishbone on the dining room table.
I guess that's true. And that is
to be pulled into sections, not to be swallowed. Because it would be your bad luck if you swallowed the whole wishbone.
Okay, well, that's true. So, Franco, you did save my life. So now but it was for free. Again, we'll...
You saved me for free.
All right, you know what? All right, stick to pudding.
Yes, thank you. Or softer chicken bones.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye. Caller Ego Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit, how are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Good, how are you?
You know.
I already asked that question. You're not going to go down to sandals with my wife, are you?
No, sir.
Okay, good. You know. All right, Bandit, have you ever saved someone's life? And how many times?
No, but I am first responder and CPR trained.
You are CPR trained?
Yep.
Why are you
first responder?
Why did you? Oh, that's fantastic. Why did you get that certification? Did you need that for your job?
I decided to join the first responders here at work, and
okay.
I needed something to fill out my resume.
Okay. So, and have you put that into practice, or is it all theoretical? Is this kind of floating around in your head, beautiful mind style?
Thankfully, I haven't had to use any of that training besides, you know, applying a Band-Aid.
To yourself or to others?
To myself, for the most part.
Okay. I
have the information.
But you do have it in practice. Okay, so I have a spoon. I have a bunch of cinnamon here, right? And I'm going to...
That seems not like a good idea.
Yes, and I am going to ingest a big heaping teaspoon or tablespoon of cinnamon. And this thing is dangerous. As you know, liver damage or it can allergic react, you know, any sort of things can come out of eating.
And die.
Yes, and I could choke or die. So I must, for the sake of radio, I must eat this big tablespoon of cinnamon.
Can I smack the spoon out of your hand?
You can very well try, but I will be running around in circles, you know, to keep you from stopping me, though.
Okay, then I tackle you.
Okay, well, I haven't done it yet.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, you should be sorry. Okay, all right, you better save me right now. I got the cinnamon in my hand, and go!
I tackle you. Get the spoon out of your hand.
You don't got me! Yeah.
I got you.
No, you don't!
No, you're slippery.
I know.
Get over here.
Oh, what?
Get over here. Get over here. Oh, Bucci, no. Bucci. Put it down.
Oh. Okay. Oh, you knocked it right out of my hand. You smacked me in the mouth and knocked it right out of my mouth. Thank you so much, man. That was very close.
You saved me for free.
Great.
Hey, I try.
You did try. Now you can smack cinnamon. Now you have practice. So if you ever had a party, cinnamon eating party. You can be the lifeguard of the cinnamon eating party.
I could be the life of the party.
I don't know about that. I think the life of the party is the guy eating the cinnamon. Or lady eating the cinnamon. Anyone can eat cinnamon.
You know what? Fair enough.
All right, Bandit. Thanks so much. Good job.
Yay!
He's alive. All right, 201-209-9368. I need you to save Bucci. You know, I'm accident prone. And self-destructive, which is a really bad combination. So I would, and a daydreamer. And, you know, I always got my nose in a Kindle. You know, I'm always straight up always reading Angels and Demons. Man, I love Dan Brown. Dan Brown saved my life. Because I was like, man, if I don't read a really good book soon, that's it for me. And they're like, ooh, Angels and Demons. Ooh, there's a movie too. Caller Igabuchi.
Hi, Bucci.
Oh my God.
Ethan.
Hey, Ethan, how are you?
I'm good.
Hold on, I got
it. How are you?
I'm fine. Ethan, have you ever saved anyone's life? Long
no.
Have you ever not saved someone's life? Have you ever stood and watched someone choke on a chicken bone or a mixed bleach and ammonia?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
That's a no. So this is going to be the first time you've ever attempted to save someone's life.
Yeah, I'm trying out.
Okay, well, this makes me a little nervous because, you know,
yeah.
I must be alive. I must.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So I have this ladder here.
Oh.
And I am going to go and water these plants. And first I'm going to pour this sink water all over the steps so they're nice and slippery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to water these plants. I'm not even going to be paying attention. I'm going to be on my phone, you know. Look at that.
Yeah.
And I need you to do whatever you can to prevent me from falling, whether it be telling me to stop doing what I'm doing or physically grabbing me. But don't not too hard because my I got real thin skin. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Save him.
All right.
Oh God.
These plants are really high. Whoa.
I gotta hold the ladder.
Slippery.
I gotta hold the ladder.
Whoa. Oh, don't.
No.
You're shaking, Ethan. You're shaking.
I got a trampoline. I'm putting down a trampoline.
Ah,
jump.
Ah,
jump.
Ah, ah. Oh.
Are you alive?
Oh.
Are you alive?
He's dead.
I'm dead. I didn't make it.
I can still hear you.
Yeah.
Are
well,
you a ghost?
This is all theoretical. Man, I really hurt myself, though.
Wow.
Okay, Ethan, I mean, I don't know, man. You take a course on holding someone, prevent someone from falling off a ladder, okay, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, goodbye. 201-209-9368. I need you to save Bucci. Man, I really hurt my collarbone. With that fall, this is all supposed to be testing you guys, but I'm really going through the ringer. My throat still hurts. I think I nicked my inside of my throat on that chicken bone.
Adage.
Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, Booch, I'm ready to save your life. It's Jeff from Baltimore.
Hey, Jeff. Great. Thank you so much in advance. And there will be no payment. And
well, this just being a hero is all I want. Like when people say, "Hey, you're a hero," I'm like, "Yes, I am."
Okay, yeah. And then you could say, "Who have you saved?" And you're like, "Oh, Bucci." Like, does he have a podcast? Yes. Is it one of those stupid video podcasts? No. So you know, you can maybe fold that kind of plug into your own braggadocio. All right. So Jeff, and you saved anyone's life? There.
I have, yes. I saved my friends. Like, we were out stranded, out on the open ocean and stranded in a rowboat, and I was able to save my friend's life by keeping them properly hydrated.
Ah, wait a minute.
With the technique I learned from watching a documentary on Navy SEAL training.
I see. And so what did you do? You interest me. Not literally.
Yeah, well, as you know, you can't drink ocean water, salt water.
That's true.
But this is what people don't know, and it's very important that they should. If you can get water into your intestines, it can actually absorb, keep you hydrated without the problems of drinking it.
Okay, so you were injecting water into this person's intestines with what, a big needle or something?
Well, no, you know, due to FCC regulations, I won't get too graphic, but you just have to get a mouthful of water and get it up in there.
You already said mouthful, so you already screwed us. So let's just stick to the thing at hand. All right. What's your name? Jeff, right? Jeff, right?
Yes, Jeff.
All right, Jeff, I have this very, very sharp piece of paper, and I'm going to give myself a paper cut, but it's going to be, in a real sensitive spot, which I cannot talk about. So I need you to stop me.
Okay.
From getting a really serious and real bleedy paper cut, okay?
I got it.
And I'm going to be choking on a chicken bone at the same time.
That's right. I can multitask.
All right, here we go. First the chicken bone.
Here we go. Oh. All right. I've got a tourniquet handy, and I'm going to apply the tourniquet to stop the chicken bone.
I got this.
Oh, wait, no, I'm mixed up. That's for the bleeding. I'm going to do the Marvin Hamlisch maneuver, which has actually been proven to be more effective than the Heimlich maneuver.
Heimlich.
It was pioneered by the singer Marvin Hamlisch.
Jeff, this paper cut really hurts.
I got it. And now I've got, now I've got the tourniquet. I'm going to apply the tourniquet, stop the bleeding. I'm going to tie it. It's like a little tube. There you go. Is that too tight? Is it too tight? That's perfect. Perfect.
He's dead.
That's it. We've done it.
No, you've done nothing. That paper cut really hurt. You got the chicken bone, but this paper cut, it's really stingy.
But I got the tourniquet on there, I thought.
Yeah, but you put the you just put my hand.
It was too tight.
No, you
about
just
that.
Balled it up and put it in my hands, like you were expecting me to turn to the tourniquet. I had other things to do.
I
had to listen to the Daily Podcast because I was
one
listening
of my
to
first
the Daily Podcast
ever.
While I was choking and getting. Well, you did a terrible job there, Jeff. So next time someone says, "Did you save anyone, Jeff?" You're like, "Well, no."
Hey, well, listen, if you're ever out stuck in the open ocean in a rowboat, I'm your man, though. Remember that.
Okay, I will I am not going to remember that. Though I am going to take that idea about injecting salt water into my intestine. Just for fun. Caller Igabuchi.
It's in there. You'd have to listen to it. Hey, I'm so glad this isn't a video podcast.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Zach Macca.
Oh, hey, Zachary. How are you? Zach. Oh.
Hey, doing all right, Bucci. How you doing?
Fine. Zachary, have you ever saved anyone's life? Have you ever...
Countless.
Yes, you have.
Countless people.
Well, what is one of the ways you did it?
Gave them money.
I see. So they were in need of money, and you paid them to stop...
No, I just said, here you go. Your life be saved now. Well, some people get really down in the dumps, you know, and they have no outward expression, and they need art supplies or something, or they're just like, I don't want to do it anymore, and they can't even muster up dialing 988.
Well, I got to say, Zachary, what was your name? Zachary, that doesn't fill me with a whole lot of confidence that you're going to be able to, when it all goes down, you're going to be able to save your DJ's life.
Oh,
DJ saves your life all the time by playing
all
Primus.
The time.
But yeah,
WFMU
when it comes,
saved my life. WFMU
saved many people's lives as well.
Saved your life, didn't it?
Sure, and it ruined a couple people's lives as well. To be truth be
told. Name one. Huh? Name one is one life it's ruined. You're gonna bring up Steve again?
Rich Hazleton. His life is ruined.
Well,
I mean, it might. I thought that it could be because of WFMU. Maybe it's about something else. All right, I'm gonna have a heart attack right now. I mean, you figure it'll give me a heart attack, so I'm gonna induce a heart attack. How I'm gonna do it is I'm going to contemplate my life in hopes that will generate a heart attack. So just give me a second here. I gotta remember my life.
Would you contemplate your future?
No. I do.
Your future. You want the heart attack? Think about your future.
Okay, I'll think about my future and see if it gives me a heart attack. I bet you my pass will.
Hey, do we have
Zachary,
one of those machines?
I hope you brought it. I hope you brought that defriggin' fibrillator, because if you didn't...
Yeah, the defibrillator. No, there's one next door. I'll be right back. Hold on.
My heart.
Save him.
Hey, I brought it.
Another paper cut.
What? Clear. All right, clear.
Don't do it anymore.
Clear.
No,
watch
you're
out,
done.
Bucci. Put your hands down.
No, you've already saved my life. I'm fine.
Okay. Sorry, it dropped. I didn't know it was still on.
You saved me for free.
Yay! Thanks.
The world rejoiced.
Now I'm indebted to you, I guess, forever now.
No.
Oh,
no,
good.
Just... At least a year.
Till the end of this phone call? Yes, you got it. Bye. 201-209-9368. I want to make sure that you, when everything goes down, that you first save Bucci and then save yourself, like they do on planes. I'm pretty sure that's what you do. You turn and you save Bucci, and then you save yourself. You make sure I'm okay, make sure yourself is okay. So And I have an assortment of things. I got high stools, slippery stools. I have cinnamon, which is still kind of hurts me. I really wish I hadn't gasped and breathed in all that cinnamon. 201-209-9368. I have bleach and ammonia. I really don't want to mix that, but I swear to God I will. I have a knife that I could stub my toe on. I don't want to do that. You know what? One of the most dangerous ways to that'll do the most harm in a short period of time is to get electrocuted. So I have this fork, and I'm going to stick it in the CD player here, and hopefully someone calls and knocks me aside with a handle of a broom. So I'm going to be sitting here getting electrocuted, and if nobody calls, 201-209-9368, call that number to knock Bucci off the electrical charge with a broom handle or some rubber boxing gloves or whatever. Okay, so here we go. I got another chicken bone. Jeez. Just getting stayed up, getting electrocuted, and nobody's saving me. I knew this was going to happen. I knew this topic was going to expose, electrocute myself again. I knew it was going to expose the fact that I'm in peril. I have to put myself out with a fire extinguisher. Well, I guess I had to be my own broom handle on that one, folks. Luckily, I always keep one. I can't tell you where I keep it. So that was a failed experiment. 201-209-9368. I'm a little hurt, I gotta say. I've choked on about 4 chicken bones. I ate a spoonful of cinnamon, which I just remembered I'm highly allergic to. So that's still with me. I looked at my life and had a heart attack. Unfortunately, Zachary saved me. Hey, it's Micah! Micah, do you want to save my life?
Not especially.
Okay. Well, I am going to do one of the most dangerous things. Let's see if you can prevent me.
All right, you guys. Happy Monday to everyone, except for the occult Freemasons who sacrifice people. Murder people.
This is fascinating.
I do have to say, today is a great day to be Candace Owens. It's a great day also to be a Candace Owens podcast listener.
Yeah, keep talking.
Because back in November, I was telling you guys that France was in fact involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination.
No, no! Oh, that was close. Call her Igabuchi.
Oh, hello, my dear friend Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Sellington Sheffield, yes. I hear you are in grave danger.
Yes, well, I can be at any moment. I can be in danger at any moment. So what's your name again?
Sellington Sheffield.
Okay. You know what the most dangerous thing in the world is, a rising danger to folks, especially men, is Sellington Originals?
Indeed.
Gambling. It ruins lives. So I have this bet. I'm going to place everything on the Mets because... being really good at basketball this year. So you got to stop me in some way.
Save him.
I should try.
Here we go.
Please, what are you doing?
This only makes me want to gamble more, whatever you're doing. I want to get sucked into that right-wing rabbit hole again. Done. He did a terrible job. I am making that bet, though. Let's see. $7,000. I'll just have... I'll take that out of Mrs. Bucci's bank account. $7,000 for the Mets being really good at basketball this year. Oh, no. Micah, you've ever saved anyone's life? I mean, you couldn't even be bothered to run in here when I was electrocuting myself. You ever saved anyone's life? Whoa, that's a fun
know.
Shirt.
It's not something I think about.
Right, but in the moment, you would act, though. You feel like you would be able to step up.
It depends on who's...
Who's
it's all relative.
Right. So you have to, a case-by-case scenario, you want to see someone's, like, internet history before you save their life.
No. It depends on the character of the person.
I think it depends on your character. Right? No? That's a really fun shirt you got there. You go into a spring formal after this, or
no.
just fun shirt? It's really nice out. All right. Well, I have. I feel like you've saved my life in a certain way, but also I really am a little bit disappointed.
He's dead.
I'm gone. All right. I'm gonna water these plants again. Oh no! I can't take any more of this. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, you said you need somebody to shave you?
No, I'm gonna eat another of these chicken bones, and I'm gonna play with some of these matches at the same time.
No.
All right.
Goop.
Now I'm gonna play with matches while choking. Oh no, my t-shirt!
He's dead.
But you know what's not? WFMU. And you can always listen here at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online all the time at WFMU.org. I'll be coming back next week, healthy as ever. And you know who saves Bucci? You, Ducci. Ducci.